Denver's Morning Glory on 100.7 WMMS.
Cleveland.
Tonight, celebrate
Downtown Louie.
Traffic.
So many accidents on Nate in the traffic center.
From the 1-800 Safe Auto Studios.
100.7
WMMS.
Welcome back to the show that has more bang for the buck than a tie hooker. We love you long time. Rover's Morning Glory.
The Shizzy is coming up in just a second.
All right, if you have a teenager who plays violent video games, you may be the reason, by allowing them to play those games, you might be helping them become more aggressive. Details on that story.
Plus, played them all my life.
Exactly.
No,
perfect example.
No, honestly.
Played them all my life. I'd kick someone's ass if they say it's bad for you. I'll kill them.
I don't need to do the story. That was a perfect example. Also, we're talking about tough times in the economy. Well, Sarah Palin, details on her making a ton of money. How much regarding a new book? Details on how much this broad could be pulling in. Those stories plus many more coming up next.
Boy, a lot of people are pissed off with me. You know, I guess everyone just thinks, oh, well, if something's bad, just take a government handout. Bong 121, listening online in St. Louis, says, I think we can do without paying radio hosts so much money. All you do is talk for a living. Well, I would agree with you if the company was losing money. But, you know, I think baseball players are overpaid.
Football players
are overpaid.
Basketball players
are overpaid. But if the company that employs them or the team that employs them makes money off of those guys, then how can you say they're overpaid?
They should get paid more in my book.
Oh.
A lot of people have sent instant messages saying that Dieter's theory about just printing more money is wrong because the money that we have is backed by how much gold the United States has. And that is not true. And for those of you who believe that it is true, it's not. That the money, U.S. currency, is no longer backed by gold. Hasn't been in a long time. It's just backed on the stability of the United States. That's what it is. It's not backed by gold. Dave, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. We'll get to the Shizzy in about 30 seconds. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, how's it going? We're paying for the mistakes that the company made 20 years ago.
Right.
Yeah, they are. And, you know, look, these companies just have to be more nimble, and they have to react quicker. And it's going to be tough, don't get me wrong. And I'm not knocking the people that work there. I'm knocking the decision to just give free handouts because people go, well, that will help stimulate the economy. Well, we're all paying for. Where do you think those billions and billions of dollars are coming from? We're paying that. We are. Doogie, can you do a Shizzy for us?
Of course.
All right.
Hit a Shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Well, this is related
against U.S. targets.
Amen, brother. I agree. Let's kill the son of a bitch. I just started reading a book about the Bin Ladens and their entire family. I'm just in the first few pages.
Oh, how could you read that?
What do you mean, how could I read that?
I don't want to know anything about the guy. About his family. How could you spend time on that? I just want the guy dead, his family gone.
Okay, but you don't want to learn what led up to this guy becoming a terrorist?
Nope.
Anything about his family? Did you know that his family prior to 9/11 owned...
Don't want to hear it.
...shopping malls, hotels, ranches, property, all sorts of stuff here in the United States?
But to take your good time reading about this guy and what he did to us... I think it's an insult.
It's
to
no
be
different
as an American.
So if you, the 9/11 commission, they wanted to determine what happened on September 11th. Was that a waste of time?
No, 9/11 is different. It's an act. This is an actual person that is our enemy, our sworn enemy. And once he's gone, if you want to read about him, when he's still alive, I think it's wrong to read about him. I really do.
Okay.
I have some economy if you want some economy.
Yes, let's hear Barack Obama for 60 minutes on the economy.
I think what's interesting is that we avoid a deepening recession.
Hmm.
So he's saying spend money now, even if it hurts you in the long run?
Yeah,
just spend
it? Before it was balance the budget. Now it's, well, who cares?
Just spend it.
Now that I'm in, let's just keep spending.